Hello and welcome to another episode of Just Roll With It's playthrough of a couple of Drake's Court of Blades. We're finally all wrapped up with our downtime and the Skylarks are mostly closer to each other. Surely none of their past actions will have any future implications, and certainly they won't run into any issues due to anything that happened, or maybe didn't happen, during these downtimes. And while I could go on talking about all of the various things that definitely will be fine, that's not why you're here. So, without further ado, let's get right back into things.
So, while all of these scenes were going on, a couple of weeks passed. It gets a little bit colder. We're at the tail end of, well, the beginning of winter, very end of autumn. Ilrian has gone to the first chill rains of winter. And the Emperor's Review is peeking its head just around the corner, which is a night of hospitality and like going door to door and celebrating. But what should be a time for filling the larder and decorating one's home is overhung with gloom. There's also like the new tax code has gone into effect, and it's affecting certain people and not nobles that it should be affecting. It's disproportionately affecting trade into the city just when the local crops are failing. Not enough to cause fear of famine, but enough that it's starting to be worrying and prices are starting to go up across the city. Bodies are continuing to be found in the Twist. All sorts of things are continuing to happen. And you all have been called back to meet with Kasima, as she has another assignment for you. Well, I can say the house was definitely impressed with what you all accomplished a few weeks ago. Two dossiers in one night. I don't believe any other cohorts can say that they've done that.
I think I stand well a little done. Straighter when she says that.
Mm-hmm. Cosma gives you all an appraising look. Her star-speckled mask. Hiding whatever she might be feeling in that moment. Then she slides over four folios, and Vivi, Fia, Samael, among them you see a red envelope marked with a rune.
Ooh.
Kasima doesn't seem to see it. Her eyes slide right past it as she pushes the dossiers towards you.
I think Samael goes to pick that one up first.
I think I do too! The thing is, though, is, I have, like, water. So I get to it first.
Dude! Phoebe gets to it first. I feel like Fia is probably looking a little over her shoulder.
Yeah, I was gonna say Samael is definitely over Phoebe's shoulder.
I just love the idea that we both reach for it first and then I just snatch it.
Swipe.
Allie sees this whole commotion and it's just like, all right, what's so interesting about that one? Come on.
Yeah, Everyone's Mila leans over to Allie. Lee leans over to Allie and is like, what just happened?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Explain in a moment.
Is everything quite all right?
Everything is fine. I think this one just caught the eye.
Very well. Look through them. I'm going to go pour myself another glass of brandy while you decide.
What was that That's for, Peter?
The reveal of all the gods. You?
How dare you?
Look, I had this planned for ages. I wasn't gonna stop doing this now. Not when I have things turning.
On the day after Lunar New Year's, add that.
On the day of the founding of Liechtenstein, how could you?
I feel like I'm missing some very important context.
I just found it. look in where the dossiers are.
Yeah?
Yeah, at the bottom.
Nothing's loading for me when I open it.
So it matches the same font if you're in dark mode.
Oh!
For some reason. So you gotta highlight it. I discovered this too because I was like, what? And then my mouse changed when I hovered over it and I was like, oh, it's just poor GUI.
Oh, that's amazing! I'm just gonna pretend that it's invisible ink.
Unfortunately, all of them look like that.
But should we read these out loud again like we did last time?
Yes, please. And since there are five of them, I'll start this time. Dossier 2-1. Carmelo De Forno, head of the Baker's Guild, has come to us about a rash of counterfeit flour in the city. Even barrels that bear the stamp of the guild have been tested alchemically are showing foreign substances, sawdust and ground bark and alum powder, and in some cases dirt, in amounts that far surpass the amounts that the Baker's Guild allows. People are starting to lose faith in their local bakers, though Carmelo swears that the bakers of the guild would never use less than pure flour, or knowingly create counterfeit bread. He's afraid that this is being committed by the Almari, who currently own the granary. Investigate the source of the counterfeit flour and find the culprit, especially if it turns out to be a noble scheme.
Please counterfeit bread of motif in this game.
Because I love the phrase counterfeit bread.
Specifically because Corey brought it up. Yes. And also Samael reads that one and is like, fuck's wrong with that? It seems fine to me.
People are not supposed to eat sawdust. That's what's wrong with it.
A little sawdust never killed anybody.
No, it literally does.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm pretty sure I've been eating that my whole life, and I'm fine.
That explains so much.
That's because you just eat pieces of wood for breakfast. I don't...
Someone else does this, like, while rolling a cigarette to put in their pocket.
Okay. Foynia Rowan Tin Well Ye Elalon? That's wrong. That's completely wrong after Rowan. Okay, Bonya Rowan, a diplomat from the Shining Court, has delivered us some grave intel that Prince Umberto Corvetto has been compromised by an apparently malignant foreign power. Our intel has confirmed that the prince is acting out of character, making plans to develop the gardens rather than deal with any number of things that should take precedence, and we cannot guess the motive for this. The Foynia, though custom and long treaty, has said that they cannot do anything themselves, but has requested we do what we can to get the prince away from his new paramour by any means necessary. Obviously, a noble house cannot simply attack the Prince of Illyrian or his lover, but confirm the prince is indeed under someone's sway, and if it is true, find a way to come between them or negate her influence and bring the prince into his right mind. Having the Corvetto house in our debt would be no small thing. I feel like Fia expected that a little bit, I think.
Who would like to go next?
I can do this one.
All right.
Soraya, the vagrant who lives under the guild bridge, has been making some noise recently. She says she has tracked a foreign magical presence to the twist, one that is stirring up chaos, and one she swears will come after her soon. She demands we send someone to rout it, or she'll do it herself, and she promises that we will not enjoy that. Addendum. Better send someone. I'm not sure if Soraya could actually be a threat, but I really don't want us on her bad side.
right. Who would like to go next?
I can do this one. Mm-hmm. House Bastien has been trying to deal with the Fortunato Trade Federation in secret, passing messages back and forth as quietly as we can, so as not to alert the Bank of Brass and Bone, who would find a way to penalize us on our loan, if they knew. However, the finalities of this deal need to be confirmed and the papers signed in person. Accompany Dorian Baumann to a bordello in the Silk, get them in and out undetected, and ensure the deal remains secret.
Alright, Stanny, would you like to do the last one?
Sure. A source of ours has discovered arcane energies coming from an abandoned palazzo in one of the lower estates of the Coronet, which just 20 years ago belonged to the fallen house, Truccio. No one has arisen to take the property due to how the last owners abandoned it. But though there were rumors of haunting, no one had ever seen a ghost or spirit on the property until now. Find the source of the stirred spirits and put them to rest. Corey, these are all very good.
Yes. Who wants to read the red envelope?
I can. Mm-hmm. Skylarks. Last night my daughter left the palazzo grounds and has not returned. I have tracked her and her guard to the Twist and found only the guard's body, killed by obviously arcane means. The trail went cold there. I am looking for her, but I may well need backup. Come if you can. Signed, Sindela.
So we're doing that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, Samael, after reading that one, is just like, I'm doing this one whether you're coming with me or not.
There's another one that takes us to the Twist, the one with Soraya, right?
Yeah, the one with Soraya. Which,
as much as I would Samael, like
to... Samael was going to use that one to get to the Twist, but
we were already, we're going to help them out, don't worry. Yeah. I feel like, as much as I would like to help Rowan, whatever influence over the Corvetto Prince can wait. Sindela's daughter is a matter of urgency.
I feel like there's... three or four here that would hit Via's priority list. One of them is, yes, helping Sindela. And the other two would be helping Rowan and dealing with the Trade Federation deal, because those are her more direct concerns.
I literally want to do all of them except for the counterfeit bread, which I don't really care about.
I have been kind of summarizing all of these in my head, dossier by dossier. And dossier one is just the Grand Council needs to get their shit together. dossier two is
I mean,
like,
yes.
Dossier 2 is who seduced the prince.
I mean, we know who.
Who seduced the prince. We know who, but still. Yeah, exactly. 3 is, I mean, are we gonna say no to the cat lady? 4 is a blade's score. And 5 is a Scooby-Doo episode.
I'm trying to find the Twist on the map, and I'm struggling.
The Twist is a district within a district, basically, because the map's stuff doesn't necessarily map onto the districts in the book, because the districts in the book are more specific. The Twist is in the Groan, if I remember correctly.
Oh.
Yeah.
You are able
to do that with and something else, then.
This might be the Twist, because it's all twisty.
Yeah, the Twist, I think twist something is the else worst part the of the city. And yeah, exactly. The Twist is right next to the Trader's Gate, which is right here. So the Silent is right next to it.
So yeah, I
think... I'm just thinking it's going to be difficult for us to do the Twist and something else.
And technically two dossiers, because we technically have six, even if one is a secret dossier.
Mm-hmm. We do. They're not. We mm-hmm. technically have. We have enough people that we could do a couple of teams, I guess. But I guess we have enough people that we could theoretically split some stuff up a little.
We could. That's very true. And also, if you guys wanted to do some, like take more than one, and like, they don't have to be done on the same night like the other ones were.
Mm. I mean, mm-hmm. I know...
Yeah, I guess like, you can do less of a time limit.
Some of them do, yes.
I just know that Vivi is personally invested in Dossier 2, but is going to prioritize finding Sindela's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like...
If we're going to split, Lee is interested in two and Samael is interested in three.
I think I was leaning towards two and three as well, plus obviously the red envelope.
Mm-hmm. Like, if it weren't for three plus red envelope, Samael would have taken five. Like, no question asked.
I feel like besides the red envelope, because yes, obviously that is important. Fia's would be two and four, and I guess also three, because that is
magical concern. Bullshit.
But two, I think two and four are more directly in her list of priorities right now, because those are things that are directly relevant to her lover and also her family. So,
how about Teresa and Allie?
So here's the thing. Teresa and Allie as characters have zero preference on any of these dossiers because none of them have any like big personal motivations. And for Allie specifically, there's no like, ah, yes, this is a thing that'll be helpful to the founder in the long run. Me as a player am interested in 2-3 in the red envelope.
Well, let's do 2-3 in the red envelope because I feel like everyone has some skin in the game there.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Corey.
Yes, Peter.
Hi. Just to get some clarification, because you did say there were five dossiers. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming dossier three is the one in the red envelope.
No, red envelope was that? Red envelope was sort of like placed in with the dossiers, and Cosma didn't notice because there's magic on it and she can't see it. So you get the sense, Sam would know, that Sindela magicked it here, knowing that you guys would get these dossiers.
My understanding was that, obviously the redness was magic there. The red ink is something only I actually thought that the red ink was tied into the red envelope, which is why I assumed that.
whoever like passes out the dossiers to the handlers was like, I know this seems like something we should ignore. Like,
sure, I guess Sindela. I guess Sindela would be aware of Soraya's capabilities.
Mm-hmm. She would, yeah.
I will also say I do like five, but I think two and three are more interesting.
I like all of them except I don't care about counterfeit bread. I just don't. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
The history major in me is just like, I am so like, happy that all the things you put forward, counterfeit bread is one of them.
I feel like counterfeit bread is there for the running gag to give us one to easily rule
out. Some other company can deal with the counterfeit bread. We got magic bullshit to do.
Look, the counterfeit bread is really important because if you guys could get that, and you know, prove the Elmari are not doing what they're supposed to be fucking doing, you guys could get the granary.
Yeah.
It's important. You don't have to.
That's fair. It's very fair. I'm just saying, ghosts and intrigue.
Being the player understands.
Oh, yeah. It would be a fun one to do, but I don't think it's high on anyone's personal priorities here right now.
As a dog lover, I am offended.
I mean, I also
Samile has negative interest in that one. Samile is just like, that's all bread. They all taste the same.
I have to think Lee and Allie are like, just like look at one or just like, this is like important, but we're not going to convince any of these folks that this is going to be important.
With everything that happened with all the downtime and free play stuff, the counterfeit bread is like the bottom of Fia's list of concerns at the moment.
See?
Yeah, I really think someone else can take care of it. It's fine.
Yeah. The two leftists are like, yes, this is important, and everyone else is like, no, we don't care.
Samael is also far left. Samael takes
and helping her boyfriend get the house out of debt. So
yeah, I mean that's
Samael is also far left. Samael's taste buds are just shot to hell. Samael is like, everything tastes like fucking brimstone. Why do I give a shit what's in it?
Somebody's gonna slap him very soon.
So are we agreeing on 2 and 3, or did anyone want to make a case for 4 or 5, since I think we've decided as players one's off the table?
I like all of these, but I think 2 and 3 are the strongest ones.
Yeah,
I think so too. I feel like Pia might sort of try to make a case for 4, and you can probably tell that she knows something she hasn't told everyone, but ultimately I feel like she think she'd be more use with the other two anyway, so she will let that one drop.
Don't get me wrong, I would also love to do 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. We can't.
Yeah, I know. Just why I think she lets it drop, because she's just like, I will be more use with one of the other ones. So
if we were doing a game of Legacy instead of Court of Blades, we would be doing all of these things, but that's a very different type of game.
Yeah. But yeah, she definitely knows something she's not saying, but she will let it go and acquiesce to 2 and 3.
Well, and again, Sindela's daughter's on the line. So
yes. Oh, that one's anyway. That one's not a question. She's
but yeah, so we're gonna be that. In the twist anyway. So we may as well do 3 while we're there.
So here's a question. Hey, people who can read the red envelope, are you gonna clue the rest of us in on it, or are you just gonna be like, we have to do 3? We must do 3.
I feel like we should clue them in.
I feel like maybe not while our handler's in the room, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, we're not supposed to have a red envelope.
So I'm definitely hiding it with one of the other dossiers as we're reading it. Mm-hmm.
But yes, we will tell you once she leads when we're working out a game plan.
So yeah, I think the 3 of us, like, after we've read it and then we've read through the dossiers, it is a rare moment of Vivi, Fia, and Samael all agreeing on something.
Yeah, it's one of the things where Lee is like,
something's wrong.
He's like, they appear to have agreed on this one. My gut is telling me that we should probably go with that.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think we can argue with that one.
I've never seen those two agree. And I've seen that one explicitly disagree with that one for the sake of disagreeing with them.
It's just, when people can be that petty, and then they agree on something like that, there's
sign.
More going on. It's a sign, exactly. Lee and Allie being the Rosencrantz and Guildenstern of this party.
I'm here for it.
I feel like Fia and Samael especially, if they agree on something, there's something magic related happening.
I've seen that one explicitly disagree for the sake of pettiness.
Yes.
It's like there's something bad happening and it's probably magic related.
So yeah, I think we're all in agreement, 2 and 3. We're going to tell our handler we're taking those two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She comes back with her brandy, gives you a nod. Well, I suppose I shouldn't expect anything less from you.
Can I say we now have the ambitious reputation?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, also, I have written down we have a crew advance that we've not taken, so we should talk about that before
we go on our errand. I believe you are correct.
Probably a good idea.
Yes, we do. So yeah, you guys want to decide that before you decide work or, you know, have your in-character discussion?
That'd probably be a good call, you know.
Probably.
Okay.
That might influence some things.
Stronger together is always very good.
Yeah, that's true. If we think we're actually going to work together.
Wow.
I'm just asking.
Rude, but true.
If we're going to do magic stuff, Mindful could actually be very good.
Mm,
we're going to be dealing with Fae and also some sort of rogue magic in the twist.
We could get a retinue. We could get some people to help us.
I will say at the end of this session, we will probably also get another upgrade.
Probably, yeah.
Hmm. Oh, it's a maximum of 4, and we're 4 away. And
it, well,
5,
it's
because
5, right, because we... Well, yeah. we're not looking out for the little guy because we're avoiding the bread. Unless the little guy is Soraya's, or Sindela's daughter.
Soraya also has a bunch of cats. So,
oh, like, true. They are literally little guys.
Look, also, we can, if we solve the murders in the twist, that definitely is looking out for the people of Ilrian.
True. Anyway, we don't have to talk about this now. I think there's a good chance we'll get another... a coterie upgrade, a crew advance at the end of this session. So I'm personally leaning towards either Stronger Together or Mindful. I think Mindful would be very good going into this next set of missions.
I'm good with either of them. I don't have a strong argument for anything else, so.
I keep eyeing the quality.
Quality, yeah. What though?
I'm not sure. That's why I'm like, I don't want to disagree with Mindful because I'm not sure which quality a thing would be better, but also just having a +1 to something just feels wise.
That's why Mindful is good. +1 die to mind resistance. But I get you. No, quality equipment's usually good, but
useful.
It's a question of what is the problem, because it's a thing of like, what do we use a lot of, and we haven't really figured that out, because a lot of things we do don't really take that much gear.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we're going to the twist, I mean, because the implements would be useful, because it's about arcane implements. But this is tricky. Mindful is also good.
Yeah, I'd be leaning towards Mindful, but I'm open to other ideas too.
All right, I think we're all agreed Mindful or something else, so let's just take Mindful, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the right call, and then we can discuss what our next advance is when we get it.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Sounds good. Okay, so Kazuma, gives you the nod, takes the other 3 dossiers away. We're counting on you. Skylarks, don't fuck it up.
Have I ever let you down?
Side eye, Samael.
Don't worry, that was Lee talking.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, that was Lee. Yeah,
oh, was it? I can't tell their voices apart, considerably.
Not yet.
So my Lee voice is a lot more H. John Benjamin.
I don't even know who that is.
Mad Men. That's not H. John Benjamin, is it?
No, that's John Hamm.
Yeah, John Hamm.
Sorry, yes.
Ace John Benjamin is Archer.
He's Archer, yeah. Through this, I was like, fuck, I mixed them up again, didn't I?
In any case, Cosmo gives you a considering look. He goes, no, but there's always a first time. Take care, Skylarks. And she slides out of the room, leaving you all to the little firelit study to hash out this red envelope.
Oh, Samuel just throws the red envelope into the fire.
You know, we should probably tell everyone what was in that, right?
I am going to.
There's a puff of blue smoke that everybody sees before the paper curls in on itself and turns to ash.
Lee leans over at Allie and is like, see, it is a magic thing.
Of course it's a magic thing. Why wouldn't it be a magic thing?
Cinderella's daughter has been kidnapped.
Very serious magic thing.
I tap dossier number three. Dossier number three, the one that takes us into the twist.
We are taking this one because it takes us into the twist where the daughter's trail goes cold.
Right. Okay. Good to know. We really are doubling up a lot these days.
Unfortunately, there's a lot that needs done.
You're not wrong about that.
And
pushed about as far as we can, and it still doesn't quite seem like everything's under control, but
we do what we can, and there is no one other than us I would trust more.
Yeah. I think BBS people are considering. Teresa steps forward, because she hasn't said anything since we got the dossiers. It's just like, if we are to do this, I think I must go with the group going into the twist. It seems prudent to have someone who can be a good backup, yeah?
If there is anyone to have our back, I would like it to be you, Terry.
Good. I am not as good as
politicking.
The sneaking around with the Corvetto and such. Yeah.
I think also we should have with us in the twist Fia and Samaya. There was a god killed by arcane means. I think we need to bring our arcane power with us.
All of our arcane power, you think?
Out of character. Fia, you know you're going on the second job, probably.
Probably.
Like you and me, we're probably going on that second job, too.
Oh, yeah. I suppose if they don't have to all be done in one night, then...
Yeah,
yes, you have time.
We can do multiple. Some of us can do both there.
Yeah, I think Leah is going to just be like, I'm going to go make some preparations for the other one. I'll let you magic users deal with the magic thing.
Yeah, same. I'm going to go with them.
I would appreciate it.
Let me know what you come up with when we get back.
Yes, I think you'll know when you know. Tonight. Time is of the essence.
And I would advise the four of you just try not to get killed. It makes my life a little bit more difficult.
That's usually the goal.
I am
not
very...
getting killed, I mean, not making your life difficult.
I know one of you makes that their life goal, but it appears they're not really in the mood for talking right now, so. Somebody was just like staring at the fire.
I think you will find we are very difficult to kill.
think we've all already clocked the fact that if Samael and I agreed on something, it's probably important. So, no, I don't think they are.
Well then, I don't think there's much more of a plan we need to make. So, gear up and let's head out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Are there any preparations you guys want to do before you head right into the heart of the twist?
None currently, but I might do a flashback.
Fair enough.
I feel like Fia.
Oh probably... God, did I do this?
Do what?
Oh, I have the strangest feeling that I had another flashback that caused this mess.
You know, one of our house strengths is intelligence, so mm-hmm. We could try to lean on that to get some information before we just head in.
You absolutely could. You can do a gather information roll.
We could go see if Syndilla has anything else to tell us too outside of.
Oh, Syndilla's in the twist looking for her daughter. Oh,
yeah, right. She is there, right. Not here. You could maybe find her husband if you wanted.
I mean, we can also just find her when we get to the twist, I guess.
Possibly.
Hopefully.
I would like to try to gather some information on what's going on in the twist.
Good idea.
Okay. Yeah. How are you gathering information?
Probably trying to talk with people in the house who would know about what's going on, like our spies and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. What action are you using?
I'm not super good. I'm definitely trying to sway them. I'm not lying, but I'm definitely arguing that it's a matter of life and death and they need to give us more information than they normally would.
So that's a sway, it sounds like.
Yes.
Fair enough. All right.
Is it a fortune roll?
Yes. Yes, okay. It would be. There's no consequences of note for you gathering information about the twist.
All right. That's a 5.
Okay. That's a 5. That's a moderate amount of information, as I recall. So you know that the twist is the worst part of the city. Let me read you the thing. The twist is, without rival, the seediest and most dangerous section of Ilrian. Everyone here is a wolf of one stripe or another. It has its own code of conduct that should be observed with care. It is governed largely by cutthroat crime bosses, while the watch rarely steps foot in it. The only way through the Traitor's Gate is through the twist. You know that the twist has been, along with some other sections of the city, kind of on a curfew, like a light curfew recently, given some of riots have not started in the city, but there's some mutterings and some demonstrations have happened akin to what happened in the square that gave you guys the cover to bring the heir of Lavelle out of the city. And there's been other demonstrations about, you know, what's going on with the bread and the price of food starting to rise. So a number of the poorer parts of the city have been on what is approaching a lockdown curfew. You can't go in and out past a certain time, watch patrolling the border. You know that the twist for probably close to a month now, maybe a little bit more, has had bodies appearing of all killed in a way that is, it's been sensational. It's been in the papers. There's, I don't have a name for what the papers would call them yet, it's been sort of sensationalized in the broadsheets. All of these people killed by unknown means with, symbols carved in them. At first it was like petty criminals, you know, people that the watch, that society didn't care about. Then it slowly moved up. Allie would know this, to lieutenants of the Brizzolatto family. And I believe recently, one of, like, much more recently, a cousin of Allie's was probably found in the water. And also, people from outside the Twist have been showing up. Like, that people who would apparently have no connection to crime, but upon further digging, like a dark, an alchemist who has an incredibly shady criminal underpinnings was found in the Twist, like that, et cetera, et cetera. It is a warren of villainy and crime. And the good citizens of Illyrian do not go there without a weapon and a very good cause. It is also the only way out to the Necropolitan Hill through the Traitor's Gate. So Samael would have been there recently when they had to go for their punishment, help defend the hill. If you have any questions, you may ask.
Let me look at the gather information questions.
Mm-hmm. After you ask your question, Allie is going to help you out on this job by being very well connected.
Nice.
So I'm trying to find informations more, I think, about the murders and also the potential kidnapping. Mm-hmm. So I guess I want to ask, if they have information on the kidnapping, what would the kidnappers want aside from the daughter? Like, what, like, is there something special about Sindela's daughter, or would the kidnappers be using her as leverage for something else? Like, what's the goal here?
I think the spy you're talking to, sort of an unassuming, like, mouse brown hair, medium complexion, slight, looks at you. Well, there's many reasons one would, if they kidnapped Zyra, lady, she is very skilled in magic, trained by both of her parents. She's of a branch family, so it's not like she's in line for the, you know, the princeship or anything. She's kind of cooped up here, honestly. She hates that, I know that much. She's talked about performing during some festivals. I suppose, yeah, the only thing I could think of is that really sets her apart from any of the other nobles in this house is the magic.
So you think that if someone were to want to take her, it would be for her abilities?
Very possibly.
And in the Twist, is there anyone who would benefit especially from them?
Not that I know of. I suppose if the Brizzolatto family has been in need of a new magician, but I can't imagine that they would go through all that trouble.
Yes, I would think. Recruitment would do the trick.
Yes, they could probably hire someone. I know the Brizzolatto family has been sort of locking down a lot recently. There's been talks of paranoia. Apollo Brizzolatto has been in hiding. God's nowhere. We haven't been able to discover his hideout. But, if he was that desperate for a new mage, I suppose he could he could probably hire one from the university. Or from abroad. He wouldn't need to kidnap a noble.
I think I just am going to impress upon this spy that they did not hear about this kidnapping. Sindela wants to keep it quiet. And you will respect that.
Are you certain I shouldn't tell the prince? This seems important. Or her husband, at least. I don't think Enzo has any idea. I saw him in the library like nothing was wrong.
Sindela sent us this message under magical secrecy. I suppose if we do not come back from this errand, then consider that our consent. Until then, we keep it quiet.
You have 12 hours, and then I'm telling someone.
Hopefully, it will not
even
take
that feels like too much. Yeah, the spy, troubled, gives you their word.
Okay, that'll work.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Just Roll With It, where we finally got a hold of our dossiers for the next job, and where we started to get work uncovering the mystery of what happened to Zyra, who, as an aside, doesn't deserve any of this. Thank you again to a couple of Drakes for creating such an awesome game, Court of Blades. I also want to thank SaintGuard and Astani for joining us on this game. You can find SaintGuard on Twitter at SaintGuardly, and on Twitch at SaintGuard. And you can find Astani on Twitter and Twitch at Astani. You can find us at RollWithItAP on Twitter, Instagram, Ko-fi, Redbubble, Tumblr, and WordPress, where we will post updates about the podcast and transcriptions of the episode for accessibility purposes. You can find me, Peter, at The Chaotic Super on Tumblr. You can find Corey at InvulnerableTide on Twitter, TheInvulnerableTide on Instagram at itch.io, and at TheInvulnerableTide.com. And you can find Kelsey at IslanderEscaper on Twitter, Ko-fi, itch.io, and Instagram. Music by Aider41 from Pixabay. All these links will be in the description box for your ease. And, on behalf of the entire Just Roll With It team, I hope that you come back next time to see how else we prepare for our mission to save Zyra from her mysterious captor. And remember, regardless of the dice or the system, for the sake of the story, to just roll with it.